Second reading is Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations, and publish and set up a standard, publish and conceal not, say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil, and all that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord. Because ye were glad, because ye rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls. Your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. All ye that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about, for she hath given her hand. Her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last, this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Go up against the land of Merathaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Waste and utterly destroy after them, saith the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day has come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against it, round about, let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts. For thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all round about him. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall truly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coasts of the from the coasts of the earth, and they shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride upon horses, every one put in array, like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took hold of him, and pangs as of a woman in travail. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong. But I will make them suddenly run away from her, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, if you thought that was a long chapter. And you'd be right. The Lord isn't done. Chapter 51 continues God's judgment against Babylon in a chapter that is even longer than the one we just read. What does that tell you? It tells you about the anger of the Lord and how it was kindled against Babylon. And rather than doing an intimate verse-by-verse exposition of this chapter, let's do a few things by way of theory first. Why does the Lord spend so much time on Babylon? Reason number one is because they are the particular nation that rose up against his people. Now, it was the Lord that stirred them up. Absolutely, it was. But let us remember that the Lord often stirs up wicked nations to judge his people. In today's economy, in today's worldview, if you will, remember that for some, 1,500 years or 1,400 years or so now, Islam has been such a scourge upon the church. Whenever the church goes to the left or to the right, the Lord stirs up the children of the East, the ones who rise up out of the river Euphrates, if you will, and they come as locusts upon the land and they devour. Where are the churches, those once faithful churches, in Asia Minor, in the Middle East? Where are they now? They are under the crescent and the scimitar, right? So, is the Lord pleased with Islam? Not at all. Was the Lord pleased with Babylon, even though he raised up Babylon to be the scourge upon his people? No. No. And so, when he has accomplished all that he will accomplish upon his people, then he will judge. Just like he did in Isaiah chapter 10 with the Assyrian nation on the northern kingdom, so also will he judge Babylon, who conquered and carried away captives from the kingdom of the south. So that's the first reason. But the second reason is, did Babylon have any influences of the gospel and special revelation? And the answer to that question is also yes. Absolutely. In Daniel, in Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah, in others, Ezra, Nehemiah, although they came later, they were still a part of that captivity. In many instances and in many particulars, the king of Babylon knew the God of heaven. As a matter of fact, we have almost an entire chapter in the book of Daniel written by Nebuchadnezzar. And in the time of his grandson, Belshazzar, the hand writes upon the wall, do you remember what Daniel said to him? He recounts the history of his father. And then what does he say directly to that wicked king? He said, and you knew all of this. Why do you think, like it is intimated here, the king of Babylon was afraid? Why was he afraid? Because he knew that when he took the vessels of the God of heaven into his drunken party and made them a part of his celebration, that he had gone too far. And so his knees smote together and his visage was changed. Why does God strike so hard at Babylon? Because Babylon had influences of the gospel of grace that she turned away from. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, do not turn away from God and his overtures of mercy. Do not turn away from God and his overtures of gospel grace. So, we have several things here that are mentioned. Let's just look at a couple of them as we round out our time here. In the first section, I have that as verses 1 through 8. Notice that she is the land of idols, and those idols will be torn down. Remember that it is sufficient in the eyes of God for a land to be filled with idols, that the Lord should destroy that land. That's sufficient. God is not somehow being unfair because, you know, they just haven't known. They haven't had that opportunity. No, the idols that exist in a land are caused sufficient for God to destroy that land. And if that's true, it's also true that the idols that rise up in our heart are sufficient guilt for God to destroy us. And it is only of His mercy and His grace that we're not consumed. She is called Marathaim. Marathaim. The word Marathaim, that I-am ending on the end of a Hebrew word, means a double plural. A double plural. Children, you remember our Blackie double bad guy from the Judges? His name is Cushan Rishathaim. You hear the I-am on the end of that? That's double something. Okay, what is Marathaim? Double rebellion. That's what that means. Double rebellion. Then she is also called Pekod, which means visitation. And when the Lord comes to visit in this way, it's not for tea. It's not to have a tea party, right? He's going to come visiting with His judgment. She is also called, Babylon is called the hammer of the whole earth, but she'll be shredded to pieces. She has been the hammer of the whole earth, right? She has, but now she will be shred to pieces. So the Lord presents Himself in that second section, 21 and beyond, 21 through 32, as a hunter laying a snare, as a general or a warrior captain with his own armies. And His army is here presented as the Medes. I knew I was going to do that. The Medes and the Persians. That's one of those things. Stop! I couldn't stop. Sorry. The Medes and the Persians. They're the people from beyond the pale, if you will. Right? I mean, think about it from the perspective of Jerusalem. So you go east a little bit, you get Assyria, east and north. You go east and north a little bit more, you get Babylon. Maybe a little south of there. And then you have beyond those rivers, you have the howling rest of the world, the wilderness. That's where the Medes and the Persians live. So people from nowhere will come and destroy. That's the point that's being made there. Okay, so then notice also that the Lord calls His people out. This is the third reason that God set His judgment upon Babylon. Because He wanted His people to come home. And so He set His judgment upon Babylon to call His people back to the land of promise. And it says, you went out like you were being led as captives, but you'll come back like he-goats leading flocks. So that's a wonderful metaphor, isn't it? About the strength of the people of God and their encouragement as they return. So in the final section then, the Redeemer is strong who delivers His people. It is a word of comfort to the people of God that no matter how strong the enemy, no matter the strength of the oppressor, no matter who it is, not even death can sever the bond between the people of God and their Redeemer. And so the repetition over and again of the word sword in this last section. This is simply speaking of the judgment of God that falls upon Babylon, and all the points of her confidence shall come under the sword of the Lord. Well, I think we'll just wrap it up there. Let's go ahead and stand then and call.